We need to turn, close the windows.
What are you doing? I need
to get back in time. Shoot.
Giving you half my cookie.
Why?
Make you feel better. Jesus.
Scared of everything, but I'm making it punk. A small town. I only drink to get drunk. Don't go out much, cause there's too many bugs. And I'm way too obsessed with death to do any drugs. Six girls on Alphabet Road. 5-1. Do you think that I'll grow anymore? Nah, that's probably it. I guess Ellen was right. Yeah, she used
to. Okay. Sorry. How are you? Good? March Madness. Okay, let's get into it while I wait for my laundry to dry, for my clothes to dry. Yeah, it's at 54 minutes on low. So I've got all the time in the world. My bracket's already busted. First game I watched, just done. I had Virginia going to like the Final Four, and you're like, man, why is this kid from San Jose picking the Virginia Wildcats, I think, to go to the national? Okay, there it is. Sorry, I thought it wasn't recording. To go to the national championship game. And because his team, the UCSD Tritons, I think were, what were they this year, 10 and 20? I think they were like 10 and 20 or 10 and 20. I think they canceled games too, because they were so bad. Sorry. Yeah, the last year I was there on campus, they were 30-1 in Division II, which is insane, you know, 30-1. But then they went to Division I, and I think they've won like 12 games since. What can you do? They need to make a little bit of a jump, and then they'll get into the tournament. But I think UC Santa Barbara is in the tournament. So I had Virginia and then the goddamn UCLA Bruins, who just take care of business with Jaime Jaquez. While Virginia didn't take care of business, they fucked around. They gave, what team were they playing? Asheville? No, they're playing like, who are they playing? Just some team like Wallace. You know how there's those schools? Wallace University, Fordham University. Let's see, Virginia basketball versus Furman University. They were playing Furman. Oh, why is it? You know, I'm getting starting to get older, you know. I think I'm like 25 now. And, you know, things just are starting to hurt. You know, like leg hurt, neck hurt, back hurt, spine hurt, and you're like, what the fuck is happening? Oh, my back. And I have this job where I'm just standing, and it's just like, fucking, what am I doing? Let's see what happened with the NCAA tournament. Who else won? Did Penn State win? Oh, yeah, they took down the fucking Texas A&M. Houston, 52-63. Northern Kentucky, stand up for yourselves. Oh, Tennessee just barely squeezed it out. Texas is a 2-seed. Duke beat Oral Roberts. Oral Roberts, I think, won 17 straight. That's devastating. Princeton beating Arizona, a 2-seed. Of course, Alabama fucking rolled because they're great. Yeah, let's talk about football. All right. Now, this has been a long-awaited moment in my life. You know, when I was born, I was in the Bay Area, you know, as one is where, not what, where I was fucking born, not as one is, that was stupid to say. Everybody I knew was a 49ers fan, a Warriors fan, and a San Francisco Giants fan, right? And they're all happy. Because the Niners were bad, but like they were good. They were fine, you know? Especially like the Harbaugh era when I was, you know, in my real football watching days. The Harbaugh era, the San Francisco Giants were winning World Series. And for some fucking reason, the mystique and swag of Oakland sports spoke to me and my family, I guess. We fucking loved it. We were an A's fan, a Raiders fan, and Golden State Warriors. Now, the A's, they are what they are. It's fine. You can't do they're they run their business a certain way where they don't really care, but they're so Billy Beane and David Forrest they're so good at their jobs that every 5 years they can stumble into a team that will like, oh man, I kind of like this endearing team that cost like 1/6 of Steph Curry's salary. Okay, fine, we'll put the A's over there for what they've done. Sure, they're kind of a joke, but it's fine. Now the Warriors, they're the fucking Warriors. We'll actually do this. Compare it to the San Francisco Giants, who are perennially won World Series throughout the 10s, and then even 2 years ago made a good playoff run. So they're consistent. So you see where my pain comes from there, right? So right there. The Warriors, we're all Warriors fans, but we're Warriors fans. And I'm not, you know, people hate bandwagons fans. It doesn't matter. It's fine. You're supposed to have bandwagon fans if you're good. Did you watch Steph Curry? Sorry. Versus the Clippers yesterday? It's like, dude, that's a fucking religious experience. Watching him play basketball. Still. And he's 35. Like, what? Now, the 49ers have been, you know, fuck them. Because I am a 49ers fan now. At the age of 25 years old. But growing up, I've spent 25 years being a Raiders fan, basically. And I haven't. And we're at the same place we were when I started. Let's say 22 years. I'm 20 years. I've been 20 years. I gave them 20 years. And they're at the same exact spot where they've started. Now, would you say like the Detroit Lions are at the same spot they are 20 years later? Actually, that's a horrible example. No, it gets me so angry. The Raiders are at the same spot, but never took a step forward. They've just always been the worst team in the NFL. They've always ran everything poorly. Even their good seasons, they follow it up with ownership making horrific decisions, and then that steamrolling into another 7 years of obscurity. Same thing that happened last year. Went to the playoffs, had Bisaccia on the books, had Carr on the books. You had this great thing going. No, we're going to bring Josh McDaniels. And now in the AFC, let's read off the dome, who are the AFC quarterbacks? Let's start with the North. Kenny Pickett, Lamar Jackson, we'll see what happens, Deshaun Watson, and Joe Burrow. You're not beating any of those teams. Your own division, Russell Wilson, is what it is, but now he has Sean Payton. So let's say Sean Payton, Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes. All right, cool. You're not beating any of those teams. Houston, Davis Mills. Colts, you're not better than the Colts. I don't care, but you're just not better than the Colts. Whoever their quarterback is going to be, probably CJ Stroud. You're not better than the Colts. Who the fuck else is there? The Titans are if the Raiders were like what the Raiders want to be. Like a gritty football team that like goes through like regimes. But, you know, Mike Vrabel will always coach circles around Josh McDaniels. And then you have Jacksonville, who has Trevor Lawrence. You're not beating. All right, say you're tied with the Texans right now, but they have D'Amico Ryan, so they would probably beat you in a football game too. And it's like, am I missing? What am I? Let's see. NFL teams. The San Francisco 49ers. I don't think I'm missing anybody. Yeah, I'm not missing anybody. So all those teams, you're not better than any of them. Oh, and the Buffalo Bills, Dolphins, Patriots, and Jets. Aaron Rodgers, Mac Jones, Tua, and Mike White, and Josh Allen. You're not better than any of those teams. And this is what made me angry when they sat Carr and they were going to get rid of Carr. If you can't win, if Derek Carr is on your contract, right, on your contract, and he's on your team, and you can't function with him being your quarterback, this is in context of the coach, the play caller. Whoever you draft based on most success, but based on first round success of quarterbacks, is going to be worse than him. No matter what, they're going to be worse. So I would say 80% chance they're going to be worse than Derek Carr. So if you can't win with him, if you can't function with him, what's the point of any of it? Now, whatever this quarterback is, this new quarterback that's going to come in to the Raiders, not my team. I'm not a fan of them anymore. I will always respect the mystique. I'm a 20, circa 2022, prior 2022. I'm done. Now I'm done. I'm a Saints and I'm a 49ers fan. I'm a Derek Carr and I'm a 49ers fan. It's like, no matter what you do, this defense is always going to be horrific. And you can't, and no matter what this quarterback, what do you want? The only chance, I was talking to my dad about this, and the only chance, like the Raiders should do this, based on the way they draft, and the based on basically, you have a quarterback under roster who, say what you want about him, he got $70 million of guarantees on an open market. So he has value. Carr, right? And you have one of the best three tight ends, and value wise, you get one pick out of them, and it's the 100th pick in the draft. If you knew you were not going to like either of them, I like them both. If you knew as a coaching staff that you were not going to like Derek Carr, Darren Waller, trade him before 2022 and get full value back and start building through the draft. What's the point of any of it? Just they're gonna. It's fucking they're a joke. They are run. They're the most passionate fans in the league. Nothing but respect for it. I love them, but it's just done. It's over. Like I'm not rooting for them anymore. What's the point? What are they gonna be good when I'm 42? Like I'm not. Like what the? It's just. Every team eventually gets it right. The Bengals eventually got it right. You know? The Bills got it right. Even the Texans had a good streak. The Raiders have always been, they're always going to be bad. And they're about to be bad. It's going to be 28 years, 29 years, 30 years of just obscurity. And you're going to go down with these two because you can't have enough money to fire them? It's like you're an NFL owner. Sell the team. If Mark Davis was filthy rich, which he is filthy rich, but NFL owner rich, he would fire Josh McDaniels and Dave Ziegler. And get rid of Derek Carr. Who cares? Let him go actually have a career where, you know, he has a chance to win a game 16 to like 7. Not every single game has to be 42 to 38. And this is another thing about the Raiders. Every player they've got, draft pick or free agent, it's like either come to our team and basically save our franchise or you suck. That's the weird like expectation that the fans and I feel like the organization gives these free agents. Like the Saints, for instance, right? Or let's say the San Francisco 49ers. They have like the San Francisco 49ers, Bosa. Before this free agency, Bosa, Greenlaw, Armstead, Fred Warner, Ward, the one from Kansas City, Tre'Davious Ward, their other corner, Ufanga, the Gibson fella, all these players, you have like 20 good defensive players, good to great. So when you get a Hargraves, right, he comes in and he elevates within that scheme. For the Raiders, if they got Hargraves, it would be like, hey, Hargraves, we need you to get 19 sacks and 47 tackles for loss, or you fucking suck. Because we have one player on our defense who's good. And another one, they have Max Crosby and Nate Hobbs is okay. That's it. Like these Raiders fans who were like, oh, the we need to get Marshawn Lattimore back because the Saints need to clear cap room. It's like, no, the Saints are a professional team. They will restructure contracts. Wait till you guys who lost all your leverage, giving your quarterback a no trade clause. We'll wait for him to get cut, sign him, and keep our best defensive player, because that's how normal NFL teams run. Not trading Darren Waller for a third round pick. Fucking, it's done. What can you do? And it's like, I'm going to watch these. I'm going to watch. Football is going to be different for me, because I say I'm a 49ers and Saints fan. I'm going to watch Carr. I'm going to watch 49ers, but I'm not going to care as much. Because I know, like, I still care. Like, I guess I just don't. I really don't care. I just don't. I don't care anymore. And it's fine. It's fine. I'll have more time on Sundays to do other things. Like, watch Curb Your Enthusiasm or something. Or Succession. It's like, I don't need to watch. Why am I? I'll watch these two teams. And I won't need to watch. I'm so excited not to watch post-game press conferences. Like, I'd rather watch the A's. I don't know. Like, I think Carr has a chance in the NFC. He's a solid quarterback, and he's going to be better just because of what? Just because of what? What is he going to be better at? Because he has a defense that is not bottom seven every single year. He has a top seven defense, top eight defense this year. He's going to be much better. And he's going to go up to the line under that Pete Carmichael system, and he's going to get three plays, and the best thing about him is that he's played a lot of NFL football, and he can decipher stuff, and you have to give him multiple plays so he can get you into the right play, not be stubborn like his last coach, and it's like this play, here, this one, watch this play or the highway. I thought of that right off the dome. I wish I could freestyle rap. That would be sick. You know those people who just like get into it? It's like, throw me a word. It's like religion. And then they just start spitting. I always found this funny. But cool. Yeah, so state of my fandom is done. I think the Warriors got whoa. I think they've got a shot still. But we don't know what's happening with Wiggins. I hope everything's fine. You know, he's a good guy. And I wouldn't wish anything bad to happen to him at all. And I hope everything's fine, because he's the man. And family comes before sports. So I enjoy that they're keeping it close, because it's not our business. Even as fans, there was this great article, I think, by Marcus Thompson in The Athletic, where it's like the need for information the media's need for information right now is at its all-time high, and it's kind of like frustrating in a way not having anything about this Wiggins situation, but it is his business. It is. Like, there's no right. I have no right as a fan to even suggest that this team I follow for free give me any information about this other human being that I know nothing about other than basketball. So I think it's really unfair that some people are suggesting that they come forward with some sort of information, but it's like, dude, this guy's a human. Yeah. All right. I need to go get my laundry. So I did get invited to do this one podcast. Somebody else's podcast. I think I'm going to go do it. I think that would be fun. I have to choose a movie to talk about. I don't know which one, though. Shoot. I don't like when people talk. What is this one called? ASMR. I fucking hate that stuff. It's like, dude, I don't want to fucking see you eating soup. What the fuck is wrong with you? And it's like, people go to sleep to that shit? That's disgusting. All right. I'm going to leave. Okay. Bye.